Alex.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be home. It is true, I was born in St. Louis and spent, all told, probably less than 2 years here. However, I have always disagreed with Thomas Wolfe in his statement that you can't go home again. The truth, I believe, is much more profound, much more private, much more personal than that. The truth is you can never leave home. You take it with you. It is a part of you. You internalize it long before you know your own name. You become home, and then you spread it abroad. So I am delighted to be home again. I'm delighted to be here with my mother. My mother was born here, raised here, and this is the second time she came back. I brought her here about 2 years ago, and it was the first time she was really at home in 42 years. It is a wonder for me to be with my mother always, because she's a great joy and an encouragement to me. So, ladies and gentlemen, I first thank my mother and offer her the best I can think of to say today. And after that, you, Mom. She's cute, isn't she? I always think of her as cute. I'm 6 foot and she's about 5'4", although she tries to pretend she's 5'5". And yet I'm her baby. Because of her great love and because of a conversation I had this morning with the gentleman from the Argus newspaper, I have decided to speak to you about love. Love. I don't mean sentimentality, nor do I mean that desire to possess. I don't mean that. I mean love. That quality which is so strong, so powerful, so lasting that it builds bridges, that it causes women and men to woo, to sue, to court, and to dare to try to care for each other, to respect each other. I mean that quality which holds a species together, that quality which allows a species, probably according to science. I don't want to get into that evolution or religious debate, but according to science, a species meant to crawl through slimy swamps decides to remain, to stand up, to remain standing, has an unmitigated gall to grow this opposing thumb. A carnivorous being whose brothers and sisters are probably delicious decides not to eat them, but to accord them some respect and to try to love them. Whatever that mystery is, it is that kind of love I would speak to you about. And I will talk to you through Black American poetry.